The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
These next nights, inshallah, I want to discuss different topics in regards to the aza of Imam Hussein, the remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The azadar of Imam Hussein, brothers and sisters, because of all these things that I talked about, is a uniting element in the community. Imam Hussein united. So the azadar of Imam Hussein will unite. What am I mean here? What am I talking about here? Brothers and sisters, people do things differently. There are different cultures out there, different languages out there. And so when people do things differently, when it comes to the azah of Imam Hussein, they'll do it differently too. Oh, this is how you do it. Subhanallah, mashallah. As a matter of fact, some of our brothers, they're in Karbala right now. And, you know, they post some of the stuff that they see there. They post it online. You see it on social media. So one of our guys, he had posted some of the matam of the Iranians there, right? And so I messaged him because he hasn't seen something like this before yet. I was like, yeah, that's how the Iranians do it. It's very different, you see. He's like, yeah, but he was really liking it. Yeah, subhanAllah, this is beautiful. That we acknowledge, we honor each other the way we do things. Instead of the moment I see a difference, though, this one does it like this, that one does it like that. And alhamdulillah, here in our community and other communities, this is not really the case. I'm trying to prevent that we never go in that direction. That we say that, okay, you don't do it like this, so you're anti the whole institution now. No. No, no, no. This is like the last thing we need when it comes to the azadari of Imam Hussein. Every person does it differently. And so I will honor it. And mashallah, you see this. Look at Iraq right now, what's going on, you know? They don't care. People come with all their different flags. And, you know, it's beautiful when you see this. But look, I'm from Ireland. I'm from, I don't know, India. I'm from here. I'm from there. But man, does al-Hussein unite. Why? Because there is so much ikhlas in what he did. And so if I have that ikhlas, I have to unite. If I'm not uniting and I'm dividing, then there is a problem. Because trust me guys, there is nothing else out there that can unite as much as Imam Hussein can. And if I'm not able to unite through Imam Hussein, then there is an issue. And I have to revisit, inshallah, and think that over. We can't make people that are around us uncomfortable. In our majlis, for example, it should be open. Yes. Oh, this person's like this, that person's like that. Oh, there is none of that with the majlis of Imam Hussein. Peer pressure even. Sometimes you get this, you sense peer pressure a little bit here or there. We're in a certain group, certain clique, that's fine. But if someone wants to also be part of that group, but they want to do things, they might even be scared to do certain things. I can't give them this uncomfortable feeling as if they don't belong there anymore. Yes. Sometimes parents will talk to you about these things. They say, yeah, my son or daughter, they're in this group, but because they're just not like the rest, they don't feel welcome in this group that's doing things for Imam Hussein. No, inshallah, we make everyone feel welcome. And I say this to the younger ones as well, especially. As we're growing up, as this banner of Imam Hussein is being passed on to us, that's what we need to be very careful about, inshallah. Our forefathers did it like that. May Allah bless them. And so for us moving forward, it's going to, inshallah, be the same thing. We are here to unite, not here to divide. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you some poetry in Farsi. That, look, the awliya, the prophets, that's what they came. They came to unite. They didn't come to divide. They came to put our hand in the hand of Allah in one way or another, not to make sure that we pull our hand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they just... They are divisive. That was the last thing they wanted. So there is a story that Ar-Rumi mentions. Some of you have heard it, I know. It's the story of Musa and the shepherd. Alright? So There's a lesson in this. It says, "Did Musa yek shabani ra berah kuhami goft ay guzinande ilah." One time, Prophet Musa saw somebody. He saw a shepherd. That he is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is calling unto Allah. تو کجایی تا شوم من چاکرت چارقت دوزم کنم شانه سرت. Oh Allah, where are you? So that I can sew and stitch up your shoe if your shoe is broken. So that I can comb your hair, oh Allah. So that I can be your slave and servant, serve you. جامعت شویم, and then there's a word here I don't even know. شیر پیشت آورم ای محتشم. I want to wash your clothes, oh Allah. So right here, me being the philosopher that I am, shaking my head. You know? How dare you speak to Allah? You are giving, as if, it's as if God is a human being like the rest of us. How dare you attribute clothing to Allah? Shoes to Allah. Combing your hair, for God's sake. Combing God's hair, for God's sake. You see what I did there? دستت بوسم بمالم پایت وقت خواب آید بروبم جایت. When it's time to sleep, I broom and sweep the place you want to sleep. I kiss your hand, I massage your feet. ای فدای تو همه بوزهای من. All my goats be sacrificed for you, O Allah. He's a shepherd, that's all he's got, right? May all my goats die for you, O Allah. Alright, so it goes on. Then Musa alayhi salam, it says, asked him, like, who are you talking to? He said, I'm talking to Allah. Prophet Musa is like, whoa, wait a minute. And so he gets all ghirati. How dare you talk to Allah like this? He says, Goft Musa, hai bas mudbir shudi. You just turned away from Allah with what you're saying. Khud musalman nashudi kafir shudi. You're barely Muslim. Before even becoming Muslim, you're already kafir, bro. Yeah, the bro part is from me, of course. You are already kafir. Like, you're barely Muslim, you turned kafir already. Anyway, he scolds him and reproaches him and calls him out on this and so on. Whoa. And so in the end, it says this shepherd's like, yo, you know, I'm like, ajab qalati kardam. Like, what a mistake I made. Like, I shouldn't have said nothing. He says, Musa, you really like, you shut me up and I got nothing to say. And he leaves. Then the revelation comes to Musa. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وحی آمد سوی موسی از خدا بنده ما را از ما کردی جدا. وحی comes from Allah that you separated our servant from us. What are you doing? تو برای وصل کردن. This is the highlight right here. تو برای وصل کردن آمدی. You came for وصل. To connect. If everyone is going to be infallible and perfect like you and no theology and philosophy, Shaykh, then there wouldn't be no point. There'd be no need. Ya baray fasl kardan amadi, or what are you here for? Anyway, it goes on and Prophet Musa learns that, wow, I made such a mistake. Yes, brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein is that last hope. I'm sorry. If Imam Hussein can't get the job done, I don't know what can. And so we have to be very careful to use Imam Hussein in a positive way always, inshallah. And that is what you see. The trajectories have always been, alhamdulillah, because of the barakat of Imam Hussein. Now this is where the parents come in. We owe a lot, younger guys, we owe a lot to our parents for putting our hand in the hand of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. There's such beautiful poetry about how my mother, my father gave me the hub of Hussein alayhi salam, the love of Hussein alayhi salam. We don't have time to get into that. But I just want to share with you a few hadiths. For those of us, sometimes we feel like, yeah, the parents, whatever. Okay, just like everybody else. No, we have to see our parents as an opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you see them as a person who is, their respect is wajib. Sometimes you see them as a means of qurbah ilallah, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A means to getting close to Allah. Like, this is something that I have to look at in this way. Now, yes, I understand. We won't see eye to eye sometimes. We will struggle sometimes. We won't be able to connect with each other sometimes. There will be a generational gap sometimes, a cultural gap sometimes. But hey, that's why it's a test. If everything was perfect, it would be no test. Correct? And so we have to understand this is just how it's going to be. Do as much damage control as I can. Be very careful. Yes, I don't have to necessarily adjust my life exactly the way they want. We have to get along, sit down and speak to each other and all of that. But the respect has to always be there. I mean, Imam Sajjad, he says it in Sahifa Sajjadiyah when he's doing dua for his parents. He's doing dua for them. He says, even if they did dhulm to me. Like, what else out there is worse than dhulm? Now, of course, it's not saying allow them to keep doing dhulm or anything like that, or justifying them in what, if God forbid, dhulm is happening or other things are happening. But all in all, there's a message being sent out here by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and that is that, look, at the end of the day, this is what the test is going to be like. So I want to share with you a few hadiths here on parents as well, who we owe the love of Imam Hussein to them for setting us up for this.
Swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.